This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, as all of you know by now, the new U.S. postal rates are now in effect. Details of these rates can be found at your local post office. For those of you overseas, the half-ounce rate is now 45 cents instead of the usual 44 cents to send a letter. And Canadians, the rate to you folks is now 30 cents instead of 22 cents. Now, what does this mean for your DX audio service costs? Nothing. Prices for the DX audio service will stay the same. For how long? We just don't know. And from the Reprint Center comes the following. Effective April 11, 1988, the costs of reprinted articles have increased. The rates are 15 cents per page for U.S. and Canadian members, 20 cents for U.S. and Canadian non-members. Overseas surface mail rates are 16 cents per page for anyone. Overseas air mail rates are now 22 cents for anyone. If ordering only reprints, add 50 cents. If your reprint order is under $4 U.S., add nothing. If your reprint order is over $4 U.S., if ordering other items along with reprints, do not include the extra 50 cents. All reprint order forms will be available from the DX Audio Service for a self-addressed stamped envelope. Well, we only have one item here for the DX change on this edition, so Paul, I'm not going to run the jingle. The jingle takes longer than just reading the entry. From the DX change, for sale, a near-mint 1984 WRTVH, rarely used. $10, and that includes the postage. Contact Paul Mount, Mr. Aircheck, at 471 Emerson Avenue, Teaneck, T-E-A-N-E-C-K, New Jersey, 07666. Universal Radio has just published two specialty catalogs. One is the SWL catalog, and the other is their ham catalog. Now, both contain radios, antennas, etc. for each field. And if you'd like to get a catalog, they're available for U.S. $1 each. And to get your copy, just write to them at Universal Radio, 1280 Ada, AIDA Drive, Reynoldsburg, Ohio, and the zip code is 43068. J&R Music World catalog shows the Sony 2010 at $329.95, the Sony ICF 7700W for $219.95, and the Panasonic RFB20 for $94.95, plus they have a lot of other radios. If you'd like to order one of those radios or get more information, just call them at 800-221-8180. Don't forget to mention to them that you heard about this on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. We haven't given out addresses in some time, so let me pass a few on to you. If you're going to renew your subscription or possibly just want to contact us, there's two ways of doing that. First of all is writing to headquarters, and all you have to do is write to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R. He's the editor for DX News Magazine and the overseer of the club. That's National Radio Club, Incorporated. Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. If you'd like to write to me, my last name is spelled V-O-B-B-E, and it's the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have any information relating to station changes, call letter changes, etc., you might want to write that information to Jerry Starr. His address is care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. If you happen to tape some top-of-the-hour IDs and would like to submit those to John Bowker's travel log, please do so. John welcomes all entries to the collection, and I would say in about another year we're going to be up to 1,600, and then we'll be starting all over from 540 with a lot of new entries. You can write to John at the following address, 14 Canoe Brook Drive, that's C-A-N-O-E, Brook, B-R-O-O-K, two words, Princeton Junction, New Jersey. Zip code is 08550. John's last name is spelled B-O-W-K-E-R. If you need to, write to Mr. Phil Wayne concerning the Market Scope, which we do here on the audio service. All you have to do is write to him at the following address, 128 Elmwood, E-L-M-W-O-O-D Avenue, Syracuse, New York, 13207-2013. Well, I'll be at the National Radio Club Convention coming up Labor Day, 1988. We did get some more details concerning our little station. We've got all the jock lineups lined up, so to speak. And we did find out one interesting thing. We won't be able to have our AM at the convention because Milwaukee is just too radio congested on the AM dial. So if you're planning to attend the National Radio Club Convention, look for WNRC FM on the low end of the FM dial, and listen for some great rock and roll and some great personalities on the radio. We'll be back with a look at the AM Switch column right after this.
Listen to what readers are saying about Dialogue, the magazine for the visually impaired.
I work in public relations. Providing information is an important part of my life. Dialogue provides me with valuable information not available anywhere else.
For more information on becoming a Dialogue reader, write to Dialogue, 3100 Oak Park Avenue, Berwyn, Illinois, 60402. This message presented by Dialogue and your radio information service.
Well, before we get into AM Switch, John Bowker, a trivia question, please.
Well, Fred, we're recording this under slightly different circumstances from usual, and we always test market our trivia questions before we put them on the DX audio service. And I had an opportunity through a unique recording arrangement to get together with Steve Bauer from Wichita. And Steve had said he had a trivia question for us, and I had one too. And I said, well, Steve, tell you what, let me ask you my trivia question and see what you think of it for the May audio service. He said, sure, John, that's great. So I said, all right, Steve, what's the average number of radio towers that are used by AM broadcasting stations east of the Mississippi that transmit with 50 kilowatts at 660 on the dial? And he looked at me kind of stupefied and said, one. And I figured, well, look, if he lives west of the Mississippi, and if he comes up with that terrific question so easily, I think maybe we should use his. Come in here, Steve. So, Steve, I know you went to a lot of work, and you put together a wonderful question for us. Go ahead. The microphone is yours.
Well, this month's trivia question is a little bit different. Okay. It's not going to be one that's going to delve into your geographical memory, but your people memory.
Hey, that's a good idea. Sure. Great.
Who was the radio announcer who started his career in Lima, Ohio, that went on to be a well-known television broadcaster?
It has to be Bob Vobey.
Now, I'll give you a hint. His radio career began after he completed his freshman year of college, and that was in 1939.
Okay, Steve. Well, we sure as heck know it isn't Fred Vobey, because Fred started a long time before that, and he was still in swaddling clothes. All right, we'll be back with the answer to this trivia question from Steve Bauer whenever Fred lets us, if he lets us.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have three editions to bring you on this edition of the DX Audio Service, and we'll start with AM Switch number 177 and a lot of call letter changes. On 790 WAKY, Wacky in Louisville, Kentucky, a call that's been around for many, many years, is changing to WVEZ. 840 new station in Columbia, South Carolina will be WCTG. 890 new station in Dedham, Massachusetts will be WBMA. 950 KJHY Meridian, Idaho becomes KKIC. Two changes on 970. KBIT Billings, Montana becomes KCTR, and KHIT Spokane, Washington changes to KTRW. 1330 KQZQ in Umpqua, Washington becomes KENU once again. Two changes on 1390, KRAR, Waite Park, Minnesota becomes KZXQ, and WOHP, Bellefontaine, Ohio becomes WPKO. on 1400 WQRZ, Alpharetta, Georgia, changes to WWXX. 1470 WMGZ, Farrell, Pennsylvania, changes to WWTK. And two changes on 1530, KELC, England, Arkansas, becomes KLRA. And KTCR, Wagoner, Oklahoma, changes to KXTD. Applications for new stations include 650 Peoria, Arizona, 1250 Alta Vega, Puerto Rico, 1270 Fairhaven, Massachusetts, 1420 LaPorte, Indiana, which would be synchronous with WIMS, 1550 Santa Fe, New Mexico, and 1600 Dallas, Texas, which would be synchronous with KSSA. Those are all applications. One grant for a new station, or actually a new synchronous transmitter, 1580 in Manti, Puerto Rico, which will be synchronous with WCQC. Highlights from applications, 650 WGOR Christmas, Florida wants to move up a notch. They'd like to go to 660 and change their city of license to Altamonte Springs. On 1130, KBMR Bismarck, North Dakota, once again applying to move to 710. And on 1320, KHSJ in Hemet, California, would like to add 300 watts at night to become full-time. One grant of interest on 1360, WMNE, Menominee, Wisconsin, gets a grant to move to 870 kilohertz, 10,000 days, 600 nights, and they will also relocate their transmitter. And highlights from otherness in this edition. On 630, CFBK, Huntsville, Ontario, this station is silent for good. It has moved to FM. 640, WPBD, Atlanta, Georgia, new station has been heard testing, may be on the air by the time you hear this audio service. On 700, CHJS, St. John, New Brunswick, is now here, formerly on 1150. On 1010, KKGZ, Brush, Colorado, silent station is back on the air. On 1030, KJDJ, San Luis Obispo, California, new station on the air. Also on 1030, WNVR, Vernon Hills, Illinois, new station is on the air. 1160, WOBM, Lakewood, New Jersey, has moved here from their former frequency of 1170. 1450, KORI, Payette, Idaho, station is silent. And on 1580, KWYD, Colorado Springs, Colorado, this formerly silent station is now back on the air. Now we move to edition number 178, and again, a large accumulation of call letter changes, including many new stations getting their first calls. On 670, new station, Syracuse, New York, WJEX. 700, new station, Reston, Virginia, WREH. 880, new station, Fairview, North Carolina, WMIY. 890, new station, Pendleton, South Carolina, WPGP. On 900, WKXA, Brunswick, Maine, changes their call to WCLZ. Two changes on 960, WGOP, Albany, Georgia, becomes WJIZ once again. KLKL, Klamath Falls, Oregon, changes to KLAD. On 1010, KRKX, Milwaukee, Oregon, becomes KZRC. 1050, KTNT, Fraser Park, California, changes to KNOB. On 1110, CJKD, Sarnia, Ontario, becomes CKTY. On 1120, two new stations with calls. North Carolina's Rocky Mount will be WKMC, and Florence, South Carolina, will be WFLU. 1340, new station in Klamath Falls, Oregon, becomes KJLU. 1350, WWWQ, Fort Myers, Florida, changes to WHYS. 1360, KWJS, Fort Worth, Texas, becomes KNRB. 1370, KVYL, Holdenville, Oklahoma, becomes KRAF. 1380, WRAQ, Asheville, North Carolina, changes to WTOO. 1400, KTFS, Texarkana, Texas, changes to KMLA. 1480, WNFO, Fairbluff, North Carolina, becomes WJHB. 1530, new station in Haymarket, Virginia, will be WDAW. 1540, WGRK, Greensburg, Kentucky, changes to WAKY. 1570, KUXL, Golden Valley, Minnesota, becomes KYCR. And on 1590, WIZD, Atmore, Alabama, changes to WGYJ. Applications for new stations include 750, Carson City, Nevada, 760, Brigham City, Utah, and 950, Ensley, Florida. There were no grants for new stations. One grant highlight to an existing station, 1190, WSGI, Springfield, Tennessee has been granted a move to 1100 kilohertz, where they will have 1000 watts daytime only. And some otherness highlights on 590 WAFC, Clewiston, Florida. This new station is now on the air. They are simulcasting their existing FM station with country music. On 760 WCIS, Morganton, North Carolina, new station on the air. 810 KCHG, Somerset, Texas, new station is on the air. They're playing big band music mostly. 1010 KZRC, Milwaukee, Oregon, new station is on the air with a satellite Z-Rock format. On 1230 CFLK, Kappus Casing, Ontario, new station is also on the air. And on 1410 WGRI, Griffin, Georgia, the license for this station has been revoked by the FCC. The station has been silent since a fire in 1985 and has never returned to the air. The commission has sent a number of inquiries, none of which have even been answered by the ownership of that station. So the license, finally, for WGRI, Griffin, Georgia, has been revoked. You can scratch that one out of your log. And finally, we move to edition number 179. And call letter changes include on 570 WPLP, Pinellas Park, Florida, changes to WTKN. 680 WBHG, East Helena, Montana. This is a new station, not yet on the air, but already changing calls. The new call will be KHKR. 830, new station in Lithia Springs, Georgia, will be WGBV. There are three changes on 930. KEWQ Paradise, California becomes KKXX. WBYG Sandwich, Illinois becomes WAUR. And WAMX Huntington, West Virginia becomes WRVC. On 1070, KRBE Houston, Texas changes to KKZR. 1080, WECA Marietta, Georgia becomes WFTD. 1130 WHHQ, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, goes back to their former call, WHHR. On 1190, WELX, Hughesville, Pennsylvania, becomes WHTO. 1240 WWWD, Schenectady, New York, becomes WVKZ. On 1270 WFUL, Fulton, Kentucky, changes to WKZT. 1300 WRKT, Cocoa Beach, Florida, becomes WXXU. On 1340 WUNA, Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, becomes WNOZ. 1390 WDVH, Gainesville, Florida, changes to WAJD. On 1480, KAAR, Vancouver, Washington, becomes KBMS. Two changes on 1490, WTRL, Bradenton, Florida, becomes WKLV. And KBXT in Duluth, Minnesota, changes to KQDS. 1550, new station in Apple Valley, California, will be KOZR. And on 1600, WOKB, Winter Garden, Florida, changes to WXXO. Applications for new stations, there was only one, 1100, that's in Cave Creek, Arizona. Actually, there was a second application, 1550 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This is not new. You already know about that. But they have changed the power of this application to 38,000 watts daytime, 400 watts night. Applications from existing stations, just a couple highlights. On 1370 KQIL, Grand Junction, Colorado, would like to change frequencies again. This time they would like to go to 880 with 10,000 watts in the daytime, 4,500 watts at night. And on 1530 KHPY, brand new station in Yucaipa, California, that's not yet on the air, wants to move their city of license to Moreno Valley, California. And finally, a couple highlights from otherness on 760 WJRR, Nashville, Tennessee. This new station has been heard testing and may be on regular schedule by the time you hear this. And on 1180 KGOL, Humble, Texas, according to the station, will begin broadcasting with 50,000 day and 10,000 night on the first day of July, 1988. And that is it for three more editions of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month right here on the audio service. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. John, what's the answer to that trivia question? I'm dying to know.
Well, Fred, I'm going to have Steve give the answer to the trivia question since he was the perpetrator of the crime in the first place. But Steve, seriously, Steve Bauer, who is our guest today from Wichita, delighted to have you with us. I know you went to a lot of research on trouble on this. Tell us a little about the man. Maybe you can sort of give us some hints as you go along for those who didn't get the answer the first time we asked it on the other side of the tape.
Well, his career began on a very hot summer day in July 1939. While walking home after purchasing a gallon of milk for his family, he stopped by the little 100-watt radio station on top of the bank building facing Lima's main square.
The one that's still there.
The station was WLOK, former WBLY, owned by a gentleman named Bly and nicknamed Wobbly because one of the turntables was just that, rather wobbly.
Well, as a matter of fact, WBLY comes out wobbly, too. You know, I honestly didn't know WBLY was the call sign. That shows you what I know about Lima, Ohio. Anyway.
He stopped in with his gallon of milk and wanted to make an audition. After auditioning, the program director told him it was very bad, but they were in desperate need of a radio announcer, so they hired him at the amazingly high weekly salary of $12.50. After he raced home to tell his father the good news, his dad really wasn't too impressed. In fact, he told him to go keep looking for a job for a week or so, and if he couldn't find anything, then he could work at the radio station. That was the start of a very long and prosperous career. After working at several other radio stations in Detroit and Chicago,
couldn't hold a job, huh?
Our mystery person went on to work in television on such shows as The Tonight Show, Concentration, and Today, and most recently, ABC's 2020. If you haven't figured it out by now, we're talking about Hugh Downs.
Hey, that's terrific. Thanks an awful lot, Steve Bauer. Wichita, Kansas, one of the DX Audio Service stalwarts. We're delighted we could get together with you here on tape, and we'll have to do this again. Maybe you could encourage some of the other subscribers. So you're using a real microphone, aren't you, Fred?
Well, some semblance thereof, a Shure Unifone 556S, a real oldie but goodie. But it's the kind of microphone, John, that was used by Wolfman Jack during his illustrious career in the 50s and 60s. And it's also the same microphone used by Adrian Cronauer. He's the guy that they did the movie Good Morning Vietnam about. A little piece of trivia for you, John. Adrian was the weekend announcer at Channel 35 here in Lima, back when it was WIMA-TV. So a little personality there out of that made it big. He's now studying broadcast law in Philadelphia. So I guess just goes to show you, John, everyone does make it good out of Lima, Ohio. Well, John, how about let's take a look at your travelogue in this edition of the DX Audio Service.
Thanks a lot, Fred. And hello again, everyone. This is the May travelogue we're going to have here on the DX Audio Service. And if you've ever noticed in the New York Times, there's always on about page 3 a little box which is labeled corrections. And we have a few. In fact, I skipped over the last couple of months. One of our subscribers, Mark Strickert, who's now living in Chicago, wrote me a very nice cassette tape and sent in a whole bunch of IDs that you'll be hearing from time to time on the DX Audio Service. And he said, oh, by the way, KEST is not at 1170 on the dial. And I said, I know that because, heck, when I was working at KNBR, I was living in the Hotel San Francisco right across the street from Grosvenor Plaza, or Fox Plaza. It goes by two different names. And KEST is up there on the, the ninth floor, something like that. And I used to go up and relax after coming off KNBR. I'd go up and relax with the guys at KEST, so I know darn well they're at 1450. But any of you who are saving these tapes from the DX Audio Service, would you like to just erase KEST off that tape? I don't know how it got on 1170. I really don't. I have no idea. And then I had a phone call just a day or two ago from Ernie Holt up in New York. And Ernie said, enjoying it very much. One little change you might want to make is that KGFJ should be on 1230 kilohertz, not 1240. And Ernie, all I can say is, K means west of the Mississippi. You live in New York. How the heck do you know where KGFJ is? My goodness sakes. So, Fred, the warning here, and this goes for everybody that's participating in the DX Audio Service, watch out. Our subscribers have big ears, and they seem to know what they're listening to, so we got to be very careful. Having said that, let's go on here with the 1330. Is it 13? Are we all the way up to 1330 already?
By the way, I don't think we're going to make 1,600 by the top of the year, but we'll try. I know we aren't. We're going to miss by a couple of months at least. Let's go on with 1330. We'll make our comments about what you're about to hear after the tape is over. 1330 kilohertz, May, DX Audio Service.
Southern California's original station for classical music, 92.3 KFAC, FM and AM, Los Angeles. It's 4 o'clock and a good afternoon to you. I'm Rich Caparella with you on this Friday.
I'm John Belmont, ABC News.
W-H-A-Z.
Our National Weather Service forecast says tonight it should be partly cloudy with lows expected to be in the mid-30s. Outside our studios here at WHAZ right now, it's cloudy and 43 degrees. Hello, Capital Region. I'm Bob Hebler, and I have music with a message just for you.
WHOT Campbell and Hot FM 101, WHOT FM Youngstown, with music and Jerry Starr.
Honest to God, Jerry, I was traveling through Youngstown. I made that recording, and it came up with your name on it. What could I say? Oh, boy.
Highway Patrol says at least 10 people have died in traffic accidents on Ohio's highways over the Labor Day weekend, including a Macomb resident. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Bomer in the FIN News Center. I'll have this story after ABC News next on AM Stereo 1330 WFIN Findlay.
WFIN Findlay.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Catherine Cowdery.
WKOV FM Music Radio 1330 96.7
in Wellston, Jackson, MacArthur, and Oak Hill. It's 4 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause. I hope you'll join us soon for Music Through the Night. It comes your way on KSJN, St. Paul, Minneapolis, 1330.
This is KSJN, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And now the news, live from London.
BBC World Service. The news, read by Mel Oxley. Mr. Gorbachev is going to Washington in December for a meeting.
Clio on South Mill Street in the old Sims Chevrolet building. Carl's Appliance. It's 601.
1330, WTRX Flint. The news authority.
Windy and cold with occasional snow, Gary Best says, as he reports pinpoint weather.
E-133 is WETZ New Martinsville.
Steven up, Mike Thomas is back in there. Dropping back his Dan Fouts. And throws to Charlie Joyner. Diving catch at the 21-yard line. First and 10. Charlie Joyner with his patented diving catch at the 21.
You're listening to AM 1330, WKKR Evansville.
For Charlie Joyner. And that's the fourth.
Write to the Radio Bible Class, please be sure to tell them you heard this program on WNYM, 1330 on your dial in New York.
Learn all about bartering or trading tomorrow on The Mother Earth News. Read Monday through Friday on WBTM in Danville, Virginia. It's 73 degrees.
And before Charlie Moore leads it off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Brewer Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewer Baseball in 1981 on WHBL in Sheboygan.
Bob Stanley on the mound.
The best of both worlds, country and contemporary. From your daytime companion, Radio 13, WEBO, Owego.
W-R-I-E, Erie.
This is ANBC, the Accomack Northampton Broadcasting Company, WESR, Tazley, Virginia.
WESR 1330.
Correct central time in 15 seconds, 11 o'clock.
Wake up, baby! WAEW 1330, Crossville.
Hear the promise of tomorrow each Saturday morning at 8 a.m. That's Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. here on WPOW, New York.
This is AM 1330, WPRZ, Evanston.
WEVD-AM now leaves the air to return at 8 p.m. WEVD-AM operates on a frequency of 1330 kilohertz. by authority of the Federal Communications Commission.
Now here again is Joey Adams.
Radio stations you can be proud of. This is WTRE, AM and FM, Greensburg, Indiana.
WCRB AM and WCRB FM, Waltham. Serving Greater Boston with concert music, in-town facility at Boston's elegant Sheraton Plaza Hotel.
It is 3 o'clock. We're Boston Country, 1330 WDLW Waltham, a broadcast service of the Acton Corporation.
You're listening to WELW AM Willoughby, and now, Stereo FM in Cleveland.
1330 AM, WASA, having a great Baltimore. Coming up on 4 o'clock here, I'm J.J. McKay to take you through the remainder of your Thursday afternoon.
Tucson's best hit music. AM 1330 KHYT, South Tucson. 13K Hit.
Just about right straight down. Boone's going to go out. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the White Sox Radio Network.
You're listening to the home of White Sox baseball, 1330 AM, WYBR, Rockford.
Now Boone on his way back behind the plate.
Well, I didn't count them. That's the 1330 tape. All I can say, Jerry, there are a lot of stations at 1330, aren't there? But then, let's see, next month you're going to hear me on WHWH at 1350. And there are a lot of stations at 1350, too, although I don't have a heck of a lot of them on tape. I don't know. We'll see. That's next month. Since we're coming up next to 1340, and there's very little to talk about on that previous tape, except that some of them were very entertaining, very interesting. So many call letter changes, it's unbelievable. That's what keeps Jerry Starr busy, or the DX Audio Service anyway, right? Let's go on with the 1340 tape and a real happy announcer here for May 1988. You listen now.
And now, John Leader with all hit music in the morning. Yippee!
W-L-A-B.
Woo!
Red Rabbit!
805. Good morning. Let me see. If that guy got 400 years in prison, how old would he be when he got out?
1340 is WHAT with more of your music, this time from Randy Crawford, and you're my soul's inspiration, and tonight you're my desire. Why not? 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 72 degrees, holding steady. Yours truly, Bobby Sean, from now to 10 o'clock, with more of that music that we call your favorite. Let's continue. Alexander O'Neill, WHAT, Philadelphia.
The difference is delightful. KWXY AM and FM, Cathedral City.
New York and Vermont's information station, WVNR, Holtney Tindall.
Good afternoon. This is a 1340 News in Brief.
You're listening to AM 1340, North Central Ohio's home for Stardust, great hit music. WNCO, Ashland, Mansfield.
Good morning, the time, 10 o'clock.
From the WNCO newsroom, this is information on AM 1340.
This is the Spirit of Oil City, 1340 AM, WOYL, Oil City, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Radio Rich. The time is noon. The place is WTRN Tyrone. The news is next.
The discount rate goes up as unemployment remains stable. With Mutual News, I'm Becky Bailey in Washington.
AM 1340, WLEW, Bad Axe.
The latest in fine fashions are just
45, and switch on your power.
Tranquility Base here.
We're keeping your memories alive with Motown and more. 1340 KMTW, Las Vegas.
We're just a toll-free telephone call away from anywhere in Missouri. 1340 KXEO, Mexico.
Home base for sports on the Sun Coast, WTAN.
WIDF.
CBS Sebring Avon Park Lake Placid. Your AM 1340 on the dial.
Palestinian terrorist group is said to be ready to...
The Triad's best mix of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. WMQX AM, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Ohio. 1340, the new W-Mix.
WLVL Lockport, the spirit of Niagara.
WLVL Lockport. WWOL Buffalo.
This is Radio Lenore, WJRI, the time... is 3 o'clock.
From Broadcast Center, these are the pioneer radio voices of West Virginia's historic Eastern Panhandle. WEPM, WEPM FM, Martinsburg, West Virginia, 3 o'clock.
1/2 minute before 2 o'clock, and you're listening to WDCR in Hanover.
This is WOOK Washington.
Ben Mitchell on North Country Radio, WTWN, St. Johnsbury, CBS News. Coming up next on the hour, Red Sox baseball, 5 before 8.
News before the hour, a service of WBGN News. To Bowling Green with love, WBGN.
Wise weather words are sunny but cool. This is Lee Brenner reporting for WYZE 1340 News.
WCBI Radio from Connellsville, Pennsylvania, the home of the freshest milk ever sold.
This is KCKN, AM and FM, Kansas City. It's 1 o'clock.
WIGO, Atlanta. The day goes, the music falls, one more funky Jewish tabletops, nobody knows. Music, music.
Summer. At the Jersey Shore, summertime,
WMIT.
Atlantic City, where the music is free.
This is Rick Williams at 12:30 on the Super 1 for 72.
WALL AM and FM Middletown. Full service radio for Walden and all of Walland.
4 o'clock radio news time. Good afternoon.
Enjoy your stay in Plattsburgh. Enjoy the sound of wiring. WIRY, 1340 Plattsburgh.
This is WTRC in Elkhart, Indiana. At the tone, it'll be 6 p.m. on NBC News.
It's 3 o'clock.
You're first to know with WMBO, Auburn.
WJOL in Joliet, Illinois.
24 hours a day for North Central West Virginia. We're 13 Rock.
WHAR, Clarksburg.
Rock.
Your radio station, AM 1340, WFAN, Washington, AM 1340.
And so another hour of our souvenir weekend, every other record, solid gold for your entertainment. Coming up to 11 o'clock, time for the news from Washington Associated Press with Cynthia Hecht, WGAW Gardner.
12 Indiana County.
WROD, Daytona Beach, 4 o'clock.
It's now 48 degrees. I'm Randy Pritchard, 1340 News.
This is WLBC Muncie.
You're tuned to WBRK Pittsfield. CBS is next.
CBS News, this is Frank Sedefani.
Knoxville temperature, 64 under sunny skies. For famous 1340, Brian Turner, WKGN.
We're on WRAW Reading. We'll have more news in a moment.
24 minutes away from 12 noon, you're listening to music on WBRE AM and FM stereo. Tommy Sellers from out of 12 noon.
This is the North Carolina News Network.
WAIR, the Rock of Winston-Salem. All hit music radio.
It's 73 degrees in Woodstock. Good morning. This is Richard Craven reporting CKOX 1340 News at 9 o'clock.
Fab Four, the Beatles. And I want to hold your hand right here on KATA. It's 5 o'clock at Cata Arcata, and we're the spirit of Humboldt County. Here's Mutual News.
Contras under siege in Nicaragua and more rioting in Panama. With Mutual PM, I'm Carrie Moran in Los Angeles.
Howard Sanders Communication, touching the heart of America. We're your community broadcaster. All Music 1340, WYCB, Washington.
Michael Jackson is bad, and he's touring the U.S. I'm Tanae Kroom, SBN News.
Frank Mills in the Music Box Dancer, and that's going to take care of things for right now. Brian Griffin will check some headlines for us from 13.4 WJOL in Joliet, Illinois.
WLVL Lockport, the spirit of Niagara.
Time radio station WNBS-AM, located in Murray, Kentucky, and owned and operated by the Service Broadcasting Company, completes another day of full-service broadcasting. WNBS operates on a frequency of 1,340 kilocycles with a power of 1,000 watts day and 250 watts night. We invite you to join WNBS and sister station WAAW-FM tomorrow morning at 4:45 for a public service devotional. Strength for the day.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting sure is a lot of fun. Well, we had quite a few station breaks there at 1340 on the dial. No great surprise. I think among them, WHAT in Philadelphia was a little tough to catch there earlier on that tape, as was WWPA in... That's in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, home of Little League Baseball. I was disappointed to also recognize that WROD in Daytona was recorded with a radio slightly off tune. And WIZE is in Springfield, Ohio, if you're trying to keep some kind of record or log of what we have on tape and what we don't. Which reminds me, you know, it's been almost a year since we've given any credit to the people who send in these IDs. That last one, for instance, that sign-off for Murray, Kentucky, that came just this week from Paul Mount up in northern New Jersey. And Paul, you know, we're so close together, and yet we see so little of each other. You know, Lima one year, maybe Milwaukee. I plan to be in Milwaukee. The names that come to mind clearly, Tim Hendel, for instance, he does a heck of a job for us down there in South Florida. And Bob Walker all over the Midwest. And, of course, he does all those wonderful interviews for the DX Audio Service, too, at some of the conferences and conventions that the rest of us can't get to. And Steve Bauer, he has sent in some nice stuff from the middle of Kansas. And as we'll hear elsewhere, he also comes up with trivia from time to time. Phil Wayne, I can't say enough about Phil either, because I steal all the IDs that he comes up with for Market Scope and some of the other stuff he's done. So what can I say? I'm not a thief. And Mike Smith, Mike is in a nice part of the country to get some IDs for us, and he's gone from one end of the dial to the other, I'm sure, going with various tape recorders, too, which makes life interesting. Ron Clark has sent stuff in, and Paul Burkhardt up in Massachusetts, and Fred Volbe has been heard from, too, from time to time, even though we ridicule the heck out of you, Fred. That's the way it goes. And on that note, I'll give it back to you, Fred.
Thank you very much, John, and it'll be good seeing you again this year at the 1988 National Radio Club Convention up in Milwaukee. And when we get back to our usual biz on Side 2, we will have information on the 1988 National Radio Club Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin over Labor Day. And Phil Wayne will be in with a look at Market Scope. And I think John just might make a surprise appearance on Side 2. More of the audio service on Side 2 of this cassette.